Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Rob Whelan. I am an author, game designer, and professional nerd. My pronouns are he, him, and I will be the host of Theater of the Mind Players tonight, which is your friendly neighborhood actual play show. We play all of the great games that are out there besides the classic Dungeons & Dragons, D&D. We're all fans of D&D 5th edition here, but we also realize that there is a ton of other great games to play, and that is why tonight we are playing Vaesen by Free League Publishing. We have played through a few episodes of Vaesen so far, so about halfway through our season here of this particular tale of spooky monster hunting and foggy legends and giant hoods. Tonight, we hope that you join us for another spooky tale as we see the members of the society as they strike forth from Castle Yildenkreutz to once again put right the balance between humanity and the Vaesen. So what I'd like to do at this time is to have each of the members of the troop introduce themselves, tell us who you are, tell us what your character name is, and tell us what your favorite moment from last session was. I'm not going to steal any this time, so I think we're going to go this way.
Please. Hello! My name is Tony Cheek, he, him. I'm playing Max Wallander, who is a middle-aged private detective. My favorite moment from last episode was everybody shunning me when I said, I asked a question, and apparently that was a dumb question, and then I got all fucking shitty, and then I spoke up and finally chose to do something, and it turned out that everybody was right, because I'm a fucking idiot, and I forgot that I had lockpicks, and I almost got us all killed.
Oh, yeah, the lockpicks.
Well, way to start off with a burst of self-esteem there, Tony.
I learned my lesson.
Let's go to our next mind player.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jordan Fishburne, she, her, and I am playing the Dr. Aelin Allborn. My favorite moment was last episode. My favorite moment from last episode was saving Max's life. When he was bleeding out.
Favorite moment.
Yeah. That was a
connection.
Yeah. I like being able to use my doctor powers. Closely followed by the flash forward I got of murdering Tawny's character.
You'll hear about that in a moment.
Oh, man. Tony's character was found out the hard way that having a physical altercation with the Vaesen is not recommended for your continued longevity.
And apparently priests and clergymen accept gifts all the time. Didn't know that.
Let's move on to our next mind player.
Sorry, Tony. I'm sorry. My name is Sarah Babe, she, they, and I am playing... Oh, that's a blank page. All right. Svetlana Mork, she's a swamp witch. And I loved the sisterhood of... What were they called?
The Sisters of Satan.
Yeah, the Sisters of Satan. God, they were hilarious and I loved it.
Yes, that was great.
Because it was like... Oh, yeah, you guys know so much about
the occult. Sorority of Satan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Sorority of Satan. They knew so much about the occult.
Well, and they lost, what, two members?
Like
so
three?
Maybe three?
Too many.
Olga? I'm sorry, Occulta.
No, yeah, I crossed out Olga, so she's dead.
Yeah, Occulta is her name. Sanguina.
Oh, yeah.
Melancholia.
Oh, yeah.
Those were some A-plus names.
Yeah, that was pretty great. I did love that. That was probably favorite.
I feel like you did maybe reconnect with your, you know, your 20 years ago self a little bit there. So.
Oh, 100%.
All right, let's move on to our next mind player.
Hi, I'm Ethan Eichstedt Anderson, he, him, and I'm playing Franz Bjorn, the old officer. And I think my favorite part of last time was when I broke the staff and nothing happened.
Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about the staff stuff. That was great.
I love that. Yeah.
That was lovely. Oh my gosh.
Which staff did you...
The normal staff. Yep. The normal staff.
The normal staff, not the one... That one you ended up shooting, right?
Yes. But there was a different staff at a different location.
That you're like, ha!
That we stole from the priest.
Yeah.
Well, he lent it to us.
Exactly. But then we broke it.
Yeah.
Well, he broke
it. Well, it was an accident.
I mean, was the thing. She's like, whoopsie! And then he's like, show's over, right?
He held it horizontally through the door. Oh, no.
Case closed.
We're going home early.
Sorry for being noisy. I'm just trying to find the thing.
And let's move on to our final mind player.
Hi, I'm Tawny P. Thompson, she, hers, and I am playing Stabby Sundage, the writer. And my favorite moment from last time was making the acquaintance of the lovely and amazing Astrid Albor.
You haven't actually done that yet. We're going to play that scene tonight. Oh,
so her favorite moment never happened.
Yet.
Yeah, I don't remember that happening.
It's almost like your books.
Oh, shots fired! Bang, bang, bang.
Say what you will. They are bestsellers.
Yeah, so was Twilight.
Ooh, another burn.
Yeah, I feel like Stabby is definitely the
Twilight Lady.
The 400-year previous
Stephanie Meyer is the name that you're looking at.
There's a word I'm looking for. It's not coming to my brain. So whatever.
We don't give it a name. A name gives it power.
Yeah. I mean.
All right. That is still a valid choice because we did talk about setting up that scene for today. So we're going to make you wait for it, though. So we begin tonight's tale.
At the end, which is where a tale is. Yes.
In the halls of Castle Eilenkreuz. And slowly but surely, this shadowy beast lurking over the bright streets of Uppsala has been coming to life because of the efforts of the new members of the society. You've been here now for, you know, a month or two and have, you know, claimed your spaces and slowly but surely have been, you know, improving the castle and pulling off the sheets from the furniture and cleaning the windows, or, you know, telling Alga to do it. Let's set that scene up here. Let's start with Tony, because he loves it when I pick him first for anything. Mm-hmm. Describe a short scene of yourself and what you're doing to help bring the castle out of the darkness and into the light.
I think that I am... Is it okay if I, like, invent a character on the spot?
Sure.
I think that maybe I have an old partner, and maybe I'm sending him correspondence.
Okay.
Of the goings on.
Okay. So, are you handwriting it? Are you typewriting it? Clacking it away?
Yeah, I think I'm typewriting. I remember.
Did you borrow Stabby's typewriter and not tell her?
Yes, I
did. She best not find out.
So. What if we do like a letter narration, and maybe you can do some confessionals as you talk about the different members of the, like, I'm seeing this as sort of the, like, the framing device of, like, you know, well, you know, Steve, things have been okay lately, yeah. And, you know.
Except Mason, this he wrote. E stopped working, if you've noticed.
No.
It's Charlie, I'm pregnant and
living on 9th Street.
It's just above a dirty bookstore.
On Jupiter.
This is a joke that only Sarah and I have.
So I'm going around talking about people.
Yeah.
Except okay. Oh, different.
Dear Sven, Steve, without Sven the first
Steve Sven.
T or E.
Let's do Anders.
Dear Anders, how dare you blow up the fucking building in Dragon Age? Dear Anders, I have been at this castle for a while now, and I'm still trying to figure out whether this base and stuff is real or not. I have trouble believing that any of this is real, given my history in hospitals, as you know. But I've met a very decent group of folks. I've met Aelin, who is a doctor, and she has saved my life more than once now, because of my own foolishness, as you remember quite vividly, I'm sure. I also met
Svetlana,
who is, she seems to be some sort of wood witch. I don't really know if she's a charlatan or if she's for real. I don't even know if she believes it to be real, but she seems to be very skittish. I don't know much about her. I'll have to find out more. I have also met Franz. he's a quick-witted dude. I don't think exist yet. No. In,
yes, it
world.
Does.
Does it?
Sure.
He it does now.
In Sweden.
Thank you.
In the American translation, it does.
Yes. It,
yeah.
In the sub and the dub, they have to pull out whatever Swedish version of dude is.
Franz is responsible for saving all of our lives at our last encounter. I owe him my life just as much as I owe Aelin my life, which then leaves Stabby, who, as you already know, is full of shit. I will try to find more proof and send it your way so that you can send it to the newspapers and reveal her for the fucking phony that she is. Yours truly, Max Wallander. P.S.
You stole my typewriter.
Send drugs.
P.S. P.P.S. Tell my mother I'm sober.
And tell my dad to continue enjoying the devil's cock.
Oh, man.
That was your line, not mine.
That line was master of the devil's cock.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the callback.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's go to, what are you doing, Svetlana?
I think Svetlana is kind of tending to the garden and trying to lure out a Nisa.
Okay. What you have found here, and you're not entirely sure if it's because that there are safeguards against it, or mm-hmm. if that what creatures like that were once here were driven out. But
okay.
this castle has a strange, like it's like a dead spot. It's not really connected to
anything.
The rest of the land, like your farm is, or anything like that.
Okay, so the.
So, well, you tell me. Is there a ritual that you're doing that's basically a like not rather than like luring them out, a pre-existing one? Is there a ritual that you're doing that's like a like, hey guys, welcome to my open house. I made cookies, kind of.
Yeah,
experience.
Yeah. Like, I think I'll just, I just kind of like meditate a while with like a little bit of like incense and probably some sage, just to kind of remove any like negative vibes in mm-hmm. the room. And I'll call like, you know, watchtowers of the west, watchtowers of the east, watchtowers of the north, watchtowers of the south.
Okay.
Where you at, Basin?
Okay.
Franz, what are you doing?
I think I'm going around and removing all the dust covers on the furniture, cleaning up the windows, trying to make it military presentable.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's just been...
left.
Left.
Okay, so I kind of imagine, like, Algot is maybe following behind you as you pull stuff off and, you know, just kind of hand it to him and he carries it.
I don't know what this is for.
Do you have a feather duster?
A little apron feather duster.
Nice.
I like your big, burly Patrick Warburton. I feel this is now perfectly fine. Elon, what are you doing?
I was trying to remember. We got the infirmary, right?
We got.
Or did we got the gardener.
We decided not to.
We have the gardener.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we decided not to get the infirmary.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. She's organizing. I am organizing my medical supplies, making sure I'm stocked and everything. With a good travel case and something a little bit more extensive kept here in the manor, just to make sure everything is all set up and good. And working on some correspondence that I was going to send to my daughters to keep alive the I'm at a medical conference.
Okay.
That I told them about.
Do you think, like, Svetlana makes you maybe... I can Svetlana give you, like, herbs that might help with healing?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm sure she's got, like, an herb garden.
Yeah. And Aelin 100% believes in, you know, the power of herbs. And
right.
She's very folksy in, like, believing in the folklore and stuff.
Because there's a scientific basis in at least the yes. medical folklore.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And then she obviously believes in Mason. So...
yeah. So
believes in heroin and basin.
Yes.
There's a sound that breaks the strange silence of the castle. I mean, it's a huge castle, so the building tends to be in a quiet state unless somebody is in the room with you. But Aelin, you hear laughter. And more.
Nobody here is cheerful.
Yeah. Well, and as you, I think she perks that up. You poke your head out into the hallway, and you hear it again, and it sounds familiar. It sounds like
no
your daughter's laughter.
No. I look back at my supplies and I gather my travel case.
Okay.
And
oh, hello! I just got here too. Isn't it weird?
Walk over there quietly to see if I can gauge
you.
What the hell, my daughter's doing here?
You are able to track the laughter to the library.
Oh no.
And when you arrive at the library.
Oh no.
You see your daughter with a great big smile on her face as she listens to Stabby reading out of one of her books.
Nude.
My daughter is not so crass that she would be nude in a public library.
The OnlyFans yet, Ethan.
Stabby probably is.
Yeah. Yes. Really, like one of your from, French girls.
I'm reading from Wintry like Wanderlust with Will o' the Wisps. So.
That's so terrible. How did they let you publish that? I'm blushing.
They'll publish anything I write.
I'm blushing.
She's blushing.
And I think Saga is totally, like, up on the couch in Astrid's lap.
Mm-hmm.
And getting all the good ear scritches.
Lured in by a dog.
I mean, that like... siren dog.
I mean, to be fair.
Yeah, I know.
And they pay you to write this stuff.
Of course. Who else would?
Well, somebody must be reading it. I would be scandalized to have books like that in my shelf. I mean, if my mother found me reading that sort of thing, I don't know what she would say.
She would be horrified, I'm sure.
Yeah! And Ashen stands up and second like, bork. Yelps and borks away. Mother, I...
Darling!
What are you doing here?
Whatever could you be doing here?
Well,
what an enchanting daughter you have. I must tell you, she's been talking my ear off this hour, has it been?
Well, she's always had a soft spot for the infirm.
Shade! Deal, girl!
As the temperature drops 10 degrees in the room...
the what? Astrid, dear, whatever could you be doing here?
Well, I was speaking with Wilma, and we were discussing the conference that you were at, and well, we realized that the details weren't adding up.
It was quite a bit shorter of a conference than originally planned due to a, as I was saying, the storms in the south part of the lands that we were in.
Miss Sundhag.
Astrid.
It's very kind of you to cover for my mother, but...
I am only simply passing along to you what
it's
occurred.
Right. Stabby, it's all right.
If you're okay with it, Rob, I'd like to come in and be like, "What's the matter? I heard laughing."
Okay, yes, that I will allow.
Nothing, dear, nothing. Astrid, you might remember Svetlana.
Astrid, very nice to meet you.
Oh, yes, the strange lady who lives out on the edge of the farm.
You're acquainted.
That all the children are feared of.
Yes, yes, lovely. That one. Yes, come along, dear.
It's very nice to meet you again, Astrid. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm here for one reason, but I must say, I'm here because a letter was delivered to your house, and I thought that I could bring it along and give it to you so you read it. I did not notice anything about it other than. For some reason, Count Kaiserling decided to write you instead of me.
Oh. Yeah.
Count Kaiserling, or Hugo, went to the, studied at the same university, or at a, I think he studied at the university, one of the universities that you were either teaching at or were also studying at.
Yeah.
And... Hugo and Astrid were close, but then when he met his wife Agnes, they drifted apart.
Okay.
And I'll leave it up to you whether or not you were like kiss, no. Or if you were like okay, but
I for reasons, Aelin never pushed her daughters into any relationships.
Okay.
But the, okay.
Choices.
Yeah. Interesting. Yes, then I shall make sure to read this, very quickly. Darling, thank you so much for taking the time to bring this up to me. I truly appreciate it.
Sure. I would love to get. I've spent all this time in the library already. I thought maybe we could walk around the rest of the castle.
Would you
too.
Like to see the garden?
I would love to.
Oh, let me walk with you, dear. It's fascinating that nobody told me that you were here.
Well, we just got so engaged. I meant to wave down Elegant, but then, you know, she's just so bewitching of a young lady that she...
Oh, that's so very kind of you to say.
I only speak the truth, dear.
Meanwhile, I'm sneaking back her typewriter, too. Yeah.
2 hours later, why is the E not working?
I like the way you've done up your hair, Astrid. It looks, it's very, very nice on you.
Well, thank you. As the two of you head off to the castle, you crack open the letter.
Yeah.
The Count writes, "Dear Aelin, something strange is afoot, and I cannot for the life of me make sense of it all. My wife Agnes and I recently had our first child, Edward. Suddenly, just a few weeks after his birth, Agnes was like a different woman. She wanted nothing to do with the child and is now locked up in the Arnsberg Sanatorium after going to the sauna in the middle of the night to, in her own words, drown the monster.
Oh, no.
Agnes has always been a wise and sensible person. I do not understand what has gotten into her. Perhaps it is my fault. I left her alone a lot as my dissertation took up much of my time. In addition, Edward's christening was postponed because I was invited to give a lecture on that dissertation at Lund University. I'm at my wit's end. She will not talk to me anymore, and the only person she has been in contact with is her priest, Father Cornelius. Father Cornelius is convinced that Agnes is in the right and that the child has fallen victim to evil powers. He has proposed an exorcism. If he has his way, I fear for the child's safety. As a scientist, I cannot accept the ludicrous idea that supernatural forces could be at work. I need your expertise to navigate the situation. Perhaps someone with your experience could convince Agnes and the priest. I am desperate, Aelin. Your help would be most welcome. Yours sincerely, Hugo von Kaiserling."
I actually pause walking around the building and take up some paper and write a quick response back to the Count to get sent out to him right away.
Is it something like, "Bitch is postpartum depression, get that bitch on some Zoloft"?
I don't think time was relevant to actual women's
hysteria.
Needs. But
wait, it is now?
No, it's not. But it's better. Just to let him know, just a quick thank you so much for contacting me.
We'll be arriving post haste.
This is a very serious matter, and I will ensure that we arrive post haste. I will bring my team of colleagues with me to do this. So he'll be expecting me. I'm trying to think. Jordan knows that a lot of times of child switchery is changelings. Mm-hmm. Whereas this could also be something like possessing the mother. Or Father Cornelius could be pulling some shit.
It's almost as if you have to investigate this mystery.
I know. I was actually going to ask if I have any general knowledge that I have heard of.
We unlocked the occult library, didn't we? That was the first thing we
unlocked. Yes.
And that does
that gives us extra, like,
once resources. Per mystery, a player
three
can
success on occult knowledge. Yeah.
Read that book.
So I should have learned from last time to keep my mouth shut.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I apologize.
I'm just jerking your chain.
I know. Is there a check that I can do to see if I have any basic knowledge? Or yeah. I can discuss with our swamp witch who might have some basic knowledge, or...
Yes, because yes, what you want to do is leave Esther alone.
Yeah,
taking her to the kitchen for a cup of tea while y'all discuss.
But I was taking her to the garden.
But I need to discuss changelings.
Yeah, I definitely paused our trip and apologized to Astrid and said, this is a very urgent matter, so I have to... I shooed her off when I was penning the response, basically.
Okay. I'm absolutely like, fear not, Astrid, dear... don't worry, Svetlana. I'll take her for a cup of tea.
And we into can the go arms for the gardens the later.
I'll bring
you
both.
Can't find a sailor or something? Someone reputable?
Not a fraud.
Yeah. So go ahead and give me a learning test here.
Okay. Someone who's going out to sea and may never return.
So that is 3.
Why can't you just buy a proper whore?
And 4. Four logic and 3 learning.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look at my dark secret. That's great.
No 6s.
Okay.
A shit ton of 5s.
Yeah. Now, you still have a success because you are in the occult library.
Okay.
But you can, if you want to push.
Push it?
To try to get more. Because you're only going to get one of these.
And then I have to mark down a mental
condition. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put angry. Not because of Stabby.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
It's more to do with it being like endangering a child's life, and also this could be affecting a family in such a harsh way.
And also totally because of Stabby. Yeah.
And like the exorcism and all of that shit. Also, I'm mad at the Count for just ignoring his newly pregnant wife and baby.
Yeah, like
for all that shit. Aelin's going in her brain, thank God they fucking broke up. So it's making you look good, Stabby. I got a 6.
Yay!
Uno 6, and then more shit ton of 5s, but that's not helpful, so.
Okay, so. 1, here 6. Is your knowledge.
Yes! Ooh! It's a beautiful troll card.
Ooh, I wrote a book about trolls.
Sure, it sucked.
Trying trolls in the territories of trolls.
Wonderful. Mm. Trolls live in communities in mountains and hills where they brew beer, keep livestock, get married, and have their own traditions.
I want to live with trolls.
Although they hate everything about the Christian religion, the trolls can sometimes exchange favors and tools with humans. Mm. Some trolls steal things from people's farms and might even kidnap the humans themselves. The abducted will be offered enchanted food that looks delicious but is actually disgusting slugs and frogs.
Wait. Babies are humans.
That is correct.
Yeah. Are they?
Those who eat the enchanted food become bound to the trolls. There have been cases where the trolls have snatched a baby from its cradle and left a changeling in its stead. Changelings? Who thought of changelings? I don't know. It seems like
it's like. I also sent if you check your phone, I sent what the second success got you. So if you'd like to read that into the record, Jordan.
Yes. Oh, for us or for everybody?
Well, for Jordan to read, but everybody can. I sent the first 2 pieces so that you all have it handy for reference.
Does it talk about the troll toll?
Night fever. Trolls can look a lot like humans, sometimes even beautiful, but there's always some detail that gives them away. Christian symbols cannot be brought into the dwelling of a troll unless the bearer first turns their clothes inside out and walks backwards through the entrance while also speaking backwards. Trolls can be driven off through Christian rituals, for example, by placing a cross in their dwellings. Children can be protected from trolls by baptizing them.
I know how we deal with them. We're going to shrink them and put them in a matchbox in our pockets.
I knew you were going to say that.
I feel like this is a 10th Kingdom
reference. It is!
Yep. I feel like the whole turning your clothes inside out thing isn't real, and I just want to see if people do it.
We're totally controlled now.
I make sure to write down my findings and everything and discuss it with Svetlana and confirm.
Well, should we cut to the stagecoach leading out of the castle? I feel like we've tortured poor Jordan enough.
Thank you.
conversation with people?
With my daughter's...
I blow her a kiss out the window of the stagecoach at, like, the absolute last second because we've been staring dreamily out the window at each other.
I'm determinedly not even looking at you, so I don't even see
it. And then I turn and I wink at Svetlana.
This is not happening.
Swamp witch daggers.
No. I refuse.
Anyways.
So let's cut to Aelin having just shared that information with the whole party.
Yes.
As the stagecoach heads towards the port, so that you can catch a schooner to sail to Arensburg.
Do I know how to detect a changeling?
That was exactly what I was going to ask, if anybody here knew that information.
We'll be able to find the trolls, I think, if we pay enough attention, because there's always some detail that sticks out as odd. But I also, perhaps you'll think this odd of me, but a changeling is still just a child. I don't necessarily want to harm it just from being placed there.
But we also really should find the real child.
I agree that is true, but I just, if we can avoid harming the changeling.
I think the best mode is we each wear a Christian symbol, go to the bar, and each pick up someone different. If we can't get in their home at the end of the night, they're a troll.
Pick up? I'm not that strong.
I don't think he means lifting, dear.
I know, but it was an awful suggestion.
We need some way of testing.
It was an awful suggestion. And I actually back you up on that.
Thank you, Stubby.
I disagree. Stubby. I think it was...
I think it's it could be quite effective.
Well, perhaps that's something you both can endeavor upon. However,
you can keep your Christian symbols.
Perhaps you don't have to do it yourself, Svetlana.
No.
If only one of us wears something, it should be effective if we're all together. But I think we should probably find where the trolls are if this does turn out to be trolls. Because they would have Edward, truly, so... Yes.
I think we should also just ensure that this Father Cornelius doesn't have any sort of immediate plans to undertake his ritual, as it were. As I think your count is correct. It could be harmful if you don't want to harm the changeling.
Yes.
Rob, I sent you a message.
The act of baptizing the true Edward could perhaps protect him from trolls in the future, but if this is already a Vaisen child, it is quite fruitless.
So what's the reaction on trolls and holy water?
They seem to not like Christian symbols, so maybe they'll be repelled by it.
Do we have access to squirt guns?
In this day and age, no. Because the invention of the squirt gun has not happened yet, I'm pretty sure.
But we could get a bucket.
Bladders?
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Wineskin.
Yeah.
Wineskin.
That's more accurate.
We can just walk around spraying everyone we meet.
But really what you have to do is you...
Just accidentally spill. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry.
They are only effective if you make the beep beep noise. Like that is part of the...
It's actually automated by the bladder.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's effective.
Every time somebody says bladder, I think of
urine.
No,
urine what?
Town.
Hey.
Oh, the title of that play makes much more sense now. But I was gonna
the Phantom
say,
of the beep beep.
Okay.
No, I was going to say bagpipes, but yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Perhaps rather we could at least check in. You know, maybe there's some local folklore telling us where the trolls reside. There might be an area where the locals care not to venture, and that would lead us to the homeland of the trolls. I did a similar thing before I wrote Trying Travels in the Territories of Trolls, you see. I found the local folklore, and then I went into the local...
And this is where the volume so well, like dials the volume dials down as we cut to the boat.
Well, it sounds like then most of the work's done. You can just lead us there.
Yep.
Surely I might could, but it was in a different area, you see, so we would need to
ask you them. Could take your advantage from your troll book. Remember that everybody gains... what I want everybody to do is go around and think about how you want to gain advantage.
Wrote a book.
We'll do yours last, Sarah.
Oh, fuck me. God damn it.
I forgot to put on my traveling cape.
Well, you put it on for the second act. Okay. So what are you doing to gain advantage?
Is it possible that on the train ride, I was reading a book about exorcisms?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to do that.
So you're hanging out. Well, it's not a train ride. It's a boat ride.
This time, boat ride.
But yeah, like you're sitting there.
Getting motion sickness as I read.
Just domino.
You know what helps that? Heroin.
So you want to perform an exorcist?
No, actually, you. One of the. You're like, oh well. Clearly, our sweet occult library has a book on exorcisms. I mean, otherwise, it would be a really crappy. A really crappy occult library, wouldn't it?
I mean, technically, exorcisms are like...
And you are reading a book called Ritual Romanum, which is one of the books that is traditionally used in the exorcist, the exorcism ritual.
Okay. So basically, I now know all the... What all goes into an exorcism.
Well, I mean, you've read the book. Like, you wouldn't be able to remember, but you at least are like, okay. Yeah, and it's, like, you can see, at the very least, you can see why Hugo would be concerned for the health of, like, if this is a baby, with the things that they, like, tying it to a bed and, like, you know, hitting it with holy water and screaming at it for hours on end.
Starving it.
That's not good.
That's why I'm mad.
Then, my advantage. I was actually wondering, could I maybe leverage my connection with the Count to have sort of an advantage on, like, the interpersonal relationship going on here to make sure we have a good handle on... making sure he doesn't change his mind about baby exorcism or...
So maybe you, on your way there, you write to the Count another letter saying, we are on our way. Please don't do anything rash before we get there.
And gave him medical reasonings why this would be harmful and...
So basically you write a longer missive that is reassuring to the Count of like, we are on our way. Be cool.
As a man of science, I know that you will do the right thing in this circumstance and not do that. While I'm in my brain, I'm going, this is probably actually a basin. But.
But still.
Cool.
Keep him cool until the experts get there and we can deal with it instead of having this priest scream at a baby.
Yeah.
Change the or no.
Yeah.
Let's get it, you know, is better.
The worst possible outcome in Aelin's mind is him discovering it actually is a changeling and deciding to do it, thinking that would help, which is not what she wants.
In Soviet Vasin, baby screams back.
Okay, Ethan, how are you gaining advantage?
I am making as many Christian symbols as I can while we're riding up.
Okay.
Taping together crosses.
A cross, another cross.
Yep.
A cross with a cross.
I like the idea of, like, you walk into like a church gift shop and they're like, well, are you looking to buy a crucifix? You're like, yes.
All of them.
All of these. So you're like handing them out to each person, like, okay.
Keep my pockets full.
Yeah. Power of Christ compels you. Power of Christ compels you.
And power of Christ compels you.
I sneak mine back into your pocket.
Fair. Super sneaky.
Super sneaky.
So.
Or just super obvious.
Well, actually, Sarah, let's do it this way.
Okay.
To gain your advantage, Whom do you reveal your dark secret to?
Oh, obviously, Aelin.
Teen mom strikes again!
So, I ain't telling her ass because she's going to try to write a book about it. This dude's on drugs and this motherfucker's old.
So, I'm old!
Yeah, but like, yeah, I've known you. Like, also, I really like your daughter, so.
Oh my god. I like how you think that I'm going to let my daughter marry a changeling. Either is what I'm presuming.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I...
So, let's set the scene on the on the deck at night of the schooner that you are taking to the village of Osel.
Dr. Aelin.
What is it, dear?
I have something very important to tell you about this particular mission. Are we calling them missions? What are we? Adventure?
You can call it whatever you like. I've been calling it, resolutions.
I am a changeling.
Oh, dear.
So, one second. So, Sarah.
Yeah.
Are you the troll child, or are you the child that was taken?
Is it possible that I don't know?
I mean, you were very young. It is possible.
Yeah. I think I don't know. And I just assume that I'm probably the troll child, so I avoid everything that would harm a troll.
Okay. I'm going to pass her that troll card. Oh, actually, no, never mind. It's not the thing that I sent.
Yeah, we're good.
Ha ha! I'm a good GM sometimes.
Thank you so much for trusting me with this.
I'm just afraid if everybody else knew, they'd think I was even weirder and not talk to me even less. Oh. Even more, there would be no talking.
Oh dear.
And I'm afraid.
I understand, and don't worry, I won't tell anyone. This is your secret, and you should only reveal it to people who you feel comfortable with.
Thank you.
Oh, this must be a very disturbing situation for you to be going into here.
That exorcism can harm that child more than they know.
Well, then we'll just have to do the best we can to make sure it doesn't happen.
Are we going to have to kill the priest?
Oh, dear. I'm sure that won't come to it. At the very least, we can lock him in a room. He can't perform an exorcism across the entire building.
True.
But don't you worry. We will take care of this. And if you start getting nervous, or if there's something that I can do to help at any time, just let me know, all right?
Okay. What I plan on doing is I brought some things from the garden, and I've got a small bit of cloth, and I figure I made a fetch for the child, so if we need to get the child away, we have a child-sized thing.
Svetlana, even if you are a changeling, you're good.
Thank you.
You're a good person.
Thank you.
We'll be alright.
I hope the baby is going to be okay, and the mother too. Mm-hmm. And the Ivy don't want to kill the priest.
It is morning when the schooner arrives in Arensburg Harbor, or Arensburg. Even from the harbor, you can see Osel Castle, where the Von Kaiserlings live.
Oh, damn. These bitches in a castle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't just stumble upon it like you guys did. Like, this guy...
Oh, damn, so, like, it's nice. It's mm-hmm. got, like...
Like...
They washed it,
shit. If you weren't hearing the modern sounds of the harbor,
mm-hmm.
you could easily feel like you were sailing in, you know, into the harbor in medieval times with this castle overlooking.
Mm. Oh, did we get those sweet turkey legs?
But going into the docks, there's just a mixture of sounds and smells and sights. You smell fish. You smell tar. You smell spices. You smell fresh leather. You smell livestock. You watch as boxes and crates of varying sizes are loaded onto boats, off of boats, onto carts. You see dock workers jostling with passengers such as yourself and rich people brushing past on their way to whatever very important appointments that they have. Mm-hmm. And all of the languages mashed together in a audio soup of German and Finnish and Swedish and Russian and Estonian. As you come off of the boat, there is a young, well-dressed man, about as substantial as a matchstick. And it kind of reminds you of one with bright red hair.
Mm-hmm.
Looks to be barely out of being called boy. What's your character's last name? I forgot.
Allborn.
Dr. Allborn? Dr. Allborn?
Yes.
Hi, I am Teet. I am Confon Kaiserling's valet, and he sent me to gather your things and welcome you to Usul.
Oh, well, thank you, darling.
Can I get your bags?
I'll keep this one with me, but you take my travel. Yes, thank you.
Yep, here's four more.
And he starts loading them onto the coach. He's definitely struggling, but yeah. He is too proud to ask for any help.
Yeah. Can I begin to help him anyway?
And he says no. And you begin to help him, and I think you get like one bag on, and then you grab another one. And he's like, no, sir, that's my job. You wouldn't want me doing it. Is whatever you do for a living? Are you a doctor's an assistant to the doctor?
These are my contemporaries, actually. I travel with a very selective group because you would be surprised what sort of expertise you need to help in strange situations.
My name is Svetlana. Nice to meet you, Teet.
Nice to meet you!
Your hair is a very nice color.
Well, thank you. I'm assuming that I'm going to take you to the castle right away.
Yes, please.
Seems a good place, as good a place as any to start.
Well, I mean, that is where you'll be staying. The Count told me that you can stay at the castle for as long as you need to, as long as you're settling your business here in Oslo.
Oh, thank you. I hadn't had a chance to receive return correspondence from him yet, so it's very kind of him to give us a place to stay.
Everybody in, please.
Before I get in, I'm going to walk up to him and be like, just a little thank you for helping us out, and hand him a cross.
Ethan's tipping people in crucifixes.
You're like an old man with yeah. butter with Werther's. Oh, like, here you go, Sonny.
Damn.
Here you go. Power guy, scoop out.
Yep.
well, thank you, sir.
Yep.
He makes them himself. It's quite a rural thing that he picked up in the West.
It's a side hustle.
Church of Saint Maria.
I'll treasure it, sir. And he actually, like, he puts it in his, like his breast pocket.
Saint Bjorn.
Feel free to give that to other people, but if they don't want it, let me know.
Yes, of course, sir.
Oh, Franz.
And he, clicks the reins, says, "Come on, Gert!" And the coach takes off, and we have another, another few seconds of travelogue as the coach winds its way up to the castle, and it goes underneath the, across the drawbridge and under the portcullis, and the shot inside the main, the entryway of the castle looks down on the investigators, from as they're, craning their necks to see like all the old tapestries and everything is still very well maintained and very well kept, but that sense of stepping into the past is definitely still there. And it is aided by the echoing sound of an instrument called a cantel. Imagine.
Do you guys know what this music is? I can't tell.
I think you need to Chicago.
You should Chicago went.
I'm gonna put this down when I feel better.
I support you.
The best way I can describe it, and I'm assuming that everybody's going to, we can play some, we can have a cantel concert during the break. Imagine kind of like a harpsichord played like a guitar. It's a, it's an instrument that you play.
Like a dulcimer?
Yeah, or a zither kind of a thing. Like, we're getting into some deep...
Renaissance bit of shit.
Deep Renaissance shit. But it's basically, it's played on a...
an acoustic guitar?
Everybody is, quietly going, "Intel."
How do you spell that?
T-H-A-T.
T-H-A-T?
Yeah, that's how you spell that.
Oh, you motherfucker.
With a K.
But if you spell cantel, K-A-N-T-E-L-E, you'll find the instrument that I was talking about.
You're a douche.
Oh, yeah, it's basically a dulcimer.
Right. That's why I got bras instead of...
So yeah. it's a horizontal stringed instrument that you pluck as you play.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And that's what you hear echoing through the hall, Teet, it's like, "Oh, Herr Kaiserling must be playing his instrument. Come on. And he quietly leads you to where Count von Kaiserling is playing the his instrument.
He's quite skilled.
As the sun is pouring in through the bay window, and it's a massive contrast from the rumble of the coach and the shouts of the harbor that you have ended in this soft, quiet moment as he finishes. Thank you. Oh, Aelin. And he moves the thing, gets up, and he runs over and, "Good Hello. To see you. Good to see you.
You as well, Hugo. I wish it was for better circumstances."
I agree. I've tried to understand what's gotten into Agnes. But I worry so much about her. I mean, perhaps you'll be able to tell me. Please tell me about your friends. Teet, Can you make some sandwiches for everybody, please, dear boy? You get to know each other a little bit, and Hugo takes you to see the baby in the nursery. And Edward von Keisling is fast asleep in his cradle. He has pink little cheeks and curly light brown hair sticking up from the top of his head, and he looks adorable, other than the fact that he is large. Like, he is a very big 3 months.
Been there.
When you were 3 months?
I was a really big baby.
And then you just stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
She stayed that size forever.
Yeah. I was a very small baby.
See, I can't, I don't understand why, what she saw in this beautiful child, that she would feel the need to try to drown it. And
such a lovely little bundle of joy over there that I'm going to stay over here, though.
And Teet comes running into the nursery. Count von Keisling, he's here. What do you mean? Who is here? Father Cornelius. He's here, and he's demanding to be allowed to take the child to church.
Oh no,
over
he's not.
My dead body.
Yeah. And that is where we'll take our first commercial break. We will be back next week for another part of this tale of Vaesen. So please join us then.
Hey friends, it's Tawny Thompson coming at you here from the Theater of the Mind Players. Thank you so much for joining us for this playthrough of Vaesen from Free League Publishing. Our intro music, as often it does, came from Exandroid. We were super happy to use this tune, so thank you so much for that. We also want to send a special shout out for all of our backing tracks from Dark Fantasy Studios and our sound effects from Free Sound. Big thanks to Varg Tassarin for letting us use his photos for our YouTube credits. If you haven't seen those, go and check them out. They're super cool. And we also just want to include a note for anyone who might be struggling with substance use disorder, since that does happen to be kind of a theme here for us. There is help and there is hope, and we just wanted to provide you a helpline out there for you from the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. The phone number is 1-800-662-HELP or 4357. Again, that's 1-800-662-HELP. Or if you need TTY services, that number is 1-800-487-4889. And we're going to close you out with a little quote from the back of the Vaesen book. In dark forests and forlorn mountains, by black lakes and hidden groves, at your doorstep, in the shadows, something stirs. Strange beings, twisted creatures lurking at the edge of vision, watching, waiting, unseen by most, but not by you. You see them for what they really are. Vaesen.